Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
This week, I'd like to tell you about the new areas and services at Fukuoka International Airport. The commercial area inside the International Terminal's third floor boarding lounge has been newly expanded and opened this month. 13 unique shops, including six making their first appearance in Kyushu, have opened as a retail zone to meet the needs of travelers just before boarding and the growing demand from inbound tourists. The lineup includes food and traditional crafts that allow you to rediscover the charm of Japan and Fukuoka before departure, as well as character merchandise, convenience stores, clothing shops, and electronics retailers, offering a wide range of options to meet diverse needs. The area is also stocked with travel goods useful for your journey and perfect souvenirs, making it a comfortable and convenient space. In addition, the arrival lobby on the first floor now features a specialty capsule toy store, representing a piece of Japanese culture that has gained global popularity. With over 500 capsule toy machines lined up, it offers a diverse selection of items, and you're sure to find something you'll want, whether for yourself or as a small gift. Furthermore, a convenient new service has also been introduced. Starting in November, Fukuoka International Airport launched the AI-based Lost and Found support system called Lost and Found Cloud, Find. This service allows you to easily inquire about lost items at the airport via chat. It supports not only Japanese, but also English, simplified Chinese, and Korean. But please note that it covers only lost items kept within Fukuoka Airport. Items lost in customs areas, onboard aircraft, at airline counters, or in airline lounges are not included. No app installation is required. Simply access it from the official website of Fukuoka International Airport, go through a simple email authentication, and you can start chatting immediately from your browser. With the upcoming year-end and New Year holidays, I guess many of my listeners may be using the international terminal at Fukuoka Airport, so I hope this information is helpful.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. Over the New Year's holidays, there are a few changes to ward office consultation hours and the days on which you can put the garbage out, so please make note. Ward offices will be closed from Saturday, December 27th, to Sunday, January 4th. In the days before and after the New Year holidays, the ward office consultation counters will be busy, so make sure you give yourself plenty of time when you go there. Also, from Wednesday, December 31st, to Saturday, January 3rd, there will be no garbage collection, so please do not put your garbage out for pickup. The last day to put out burnable garbage for scheduled pickup is Tuesday, December 30th. Scheduled garbage pickup will resume on Sunday, January 4th. For non-burnable garbage and glass and PET bottles, in areas where collection is scheduled for Thursday, January 1st, dispose of garbage on Tuesday, December 30th. Also, applications and pickup for oversized garbage will be stopped between Sunday, December 28th to Sunday, January 4th, so please be aware of that. If you have questions about garbage disposal, you can call the Interpretation Center to connect with your local ward office. The phone number is 092-753-6113. Again, that number is 092-753-6113. Let them know your ward and that your inquiry is about garbage disposal. The service is available from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., excluding Saturdays, Sundays, public holidays, and from December 29th to January 3rd. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Live in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.